Ahoy there, mateys, and welcome to Unconstitutional Awakening, the podcast. I'm your captain, Jim Bob Oval-Shorts, and tonight we're here to share with you, as usual, some of the most thrilling tales from the seven seas of clown world. So I hope everybody's ready to weigh anchor and let's go cast away so that we can check out the things that have been going on. So welcome back, everybody. I apologize for taking the past couple weeks off, man. Life's busy. We're working on it. Plus, we're still waiting on Bandit to get his act together and get his computer situated so that he can come back and join us. And, you know, shame, shame. I'm going to hate on him a little bit because why not? I love you, buddy. But, like, we're working on it. And some big things coming, guys. This, is episode 199 of the continuous episodic numbers. So the next episode is going to be great. I got something special planned for you guys when that gets here. So you guys look forward to that, of course. And whether you're joining us here on Twitter, Rumble, Odyssey, or we're out YouTube this evening, we welcome you and we thank you very much for joining us, and as well as all the folks that'll be out there listening to the replay. Hey there, and thank you for listening and keeping my downloads up. I was checking in on that today and definitely appreciate the audio downloads going on, you guys. Thank you so much for checking us out and continuing to make us a part of your routine there. So, of course, there's been a whole lot happening in the past 2 weeks, man, from crazy war stuff to Thailand stuff to, you know, apparently the sun disappearing in some places of the world for a little bit. You know, all kinds of good nonsense. And we're here to catch everybody up on that nonsense and to give our gibberish to go along with it. Of course, along here with me tonight is, on the go with that, is everyone's favorite, you know, Puerto Rican guy hanging out in New York where he's got to get himself away. Luis, how are you doing this evening?
Parking.
Working.
Parking.
Oh,
why did the intro music?
The intro music just started.
Dysfunction of buttons.
I am having a dysfunction of buttons because I do not know what that did. Why that did that?
Yeah, that's hilarious.
And I'm not sure how to stop it because I don't see anything playing. So I apologize for music playing in the background for a moment. Hopefully it'll go away in the next few seconds, because that's like the 30 seconds for the opening of the show for some weird reason. There, it's gone. No. Oh my god. I apologize, folks.
You're running the whole intro?
I'm not.
Now I just over the screen. What's going on?
Okay, I finally figured out how to make it stop. I don't know what was going on. Good Lord, I apologize, everybody. These technologies, you know. That's why I got a tech guy. Speaking of tech guys, Neptune is along with us this evening.
Neptune. Yeah, we just needed a redux of the intro.
Yeah, Neptune, I don't know what just happened there. Like, my thing is going off the chain here for some reason. I think what I was doing was I was looking for my Luis intro. I was looking for my Luis intro, and somehow that popped in instead, and that's totally not what I needed to pop in, because that's not my Luis intro.
You'll have that on those bigger jobs.
I will totally have it on those bigger jobs, because, in fact, I'm pretty sure that this...
Women want him, and men want to be him.
...is for Luis, but there is nothing that tops what we have for every time Neptune joins us.
The Industrial Revolution and its consequences have been a disaster for the human race.
And, you know, I can't disagree with that more now, just as my computer's acting a fool. So, huzzah. How are you fellas doing tonight? How's things been? How's everybody doing? I see you guys are scattered and, of course, not visual, but I'm used to that, so it's okay.
Yeah, I'm doing very well. Just very busy. And, like you mentioned, been a couple weeks trying to get better about things, but, you know, life happens and whatnot, but I'm doing well, man. How are you, Jimmy?
I'm great. You know, I understand the busy, you know, just the busiest man trying to get into show business out here, I guess is what I could say. Cause just out here doing our thing. And like I said, I apologize for being missing for a couple of weeks. Like he said, I think we were all busy. Luis has been hanging out with our buddy, Canadian John, and Neptune has been going hard and strong, bouncing around the country. Like, I know you've been just about everywhere in the past couple months.
I have been all up and down the Eastern Seaboard the last couple of months.
I'm sorry.
It's been an interesting time.
Before we dipped away, we were talking about the eclipse. You know, most of you guys got to see your, I guess for some people it was their first eclipse. It was my third eclipse that I can officially remember in my lifetime, because I remember 94. And I remember...
Dude, 90? Wait, how old are you again? Because I'm... 94, that's the one I remember. But but where was it by? Because I saw part of it. You saw part of it?
I did. I was in...
What weird direction was that? Well, I was not in Path of Totality at all. But we could see part of it. So that's the same one you and me saw then. Okay, cool.
94 would have been... elementary school, kid. And man, I went to 12 elementary schools in 5 different states. So,
oh, that sounds like a social media history. Is there a correlation between how you went to many schools and the fact that you have had 21?
Well, the first 9 years of my life was spent on base, because at the time I didn't understand what my dad was doing. I just knew he was in the Air Force, and I found out years later that he's one of those dudes that had like top clearance and was basically lived in a plane a lot of days during the time that he was on duty, dealing with important things such as nuclear type weapons. I've found some paperwork that relates to it in my grandmother's attic back in the day. So I don't know the full gestation of all of it, just because I don't actually care for the person, but I know I was born on Whiteman Air Force Base, which is the origin of the stealth fighters and also the housing place of them. So that's a pretty cool information.
So do you guys not realize like all that interconnection, like Neptune's also like intelligence related? Do you guys not see the irony of that? I mean, my grandfather was also intelligence, but notice our grandfathers were all intelligence.
So like we had, you know, we had like the first year, we did New York, Georgia, Texas, Alaska, and then there was this, like, it's just been, there was a small stint in Canada when I was younger, and we also did
Colorado. That when they reset their Geneva Conventions because the Canadians were so terrible?
You know, the way we launched this off, are we going to talk about Canada's sudden immediate investment in defense spending?
Oh my God!
Are we talking about that tonight?
Are they
not friends with Turkey anymore? Do you remember Canada had problems with Turkey?
I don't know. I'm a little out of the loop. I only found out about it this afternoon through a meme. But apparently,
they're looking for any excuse for everybody to ramp up their defense spending. It's so the United States' best-selling plan that ever has been made.
I have to assume
our business is just sell weapons.
But they're apparently, and to be clear, they're still not approaching what NATO has called that minimum threshold of 2%.
Wait, Canada doesn't offer the 2%?
Yeah, not as of yet. No, but they're apparently going to be coming closer to it than anyone else. With this,
does anybody understand? This is tithing. This is the equivalent of tithing, but for the war machine.
Which, you know, You
gotta
that
pay the piper.
It'd be great to have Canadian John on for this segment.
It's amazing. Like
we made so many Canadian jokes tonight.
I got permission the other day to replace No Homo with No Canadian by an actual Canadian guy, a deep in the woods Canuck.
Okay,
he's actually a really cool guy. He does totally tune into the show all the time. So if you're watching right now, Isaiah, hey buddy. Well, thanks for watching, of course. He's an interesting cat. He tuned me into a guy that was working with magnetics and frequency long before anybody else was in the mainstream. And a lot of his work ended up getting suppressed and deleted from YouTube and stuff like that back in the day. His name fleets me just right off the top of my head, but we've had conversations and I've watched hours of videos of things that this dude did. And he was even a professor at one point in time at a college, but
what was his focus on?
He was trying to prove, the best example I can give is he was trying to prove that story of the guy, of the Russian guy that had the podium that just floated wherever it wanted to go. That everybody, you know, it's in the conspiracy world and everybody says that it's not true, blah, blah, blah. Right. Well, he wanted to prove that it was right, that he was using magnetics and frequencies to basically travel. And so my buddy Isaiah me and him have had long in-depth conversations about how we could basically make a scrap metal UFO so that he could escape, you know, communist Canada, because apparently it's, you know, even though they have free health care and stuff like that, it's not all peaches and cream.
It's garbage.
Like, it's complete insanity up there.
Even most Canadians don't agree with it. I found that article probably should be pinned before we get too far off topic. Sure. So this is in direct relation to what I was just talking about. So it's from Defense News. I'm sure it's not going to be the only source. Apparently, the projection is, from what I am reading, that their defense policy is going to see an increase in spending of 8.1 billion CAD, which is around 6 billion U.S., for military spending every year for the next 5 years. That basically, that almost doubles their current defense budget over the next 5 years. So it's interesting that to me, well, I mean, the land of the maple syrup and maple leaf people are, it's massive, obviously, but there's clearly a vested interest in broadening their defense of the apparatus,
you know,
north of the tree line. So I'm just dropping that.
And this is kind of in the same kind of in the same subject, but kind of not, I guess. Like going back to what we were talking about originally with the eclipse stuff is, you know, I tuned into a bunch of the lives that were going on all over the country during the eclipse. And it was quite awesome to see so many people excited about a common thing that is, you know, that was, you know, it's like a rare occurrence or whatever, I guess, for some people. Again, like I said, I can go back and think of three of them, 94, 2017, and then this one. And this one wasn't really that visible for me. It looked like overcast because I'm way as far down as I am in Georgia. But like seeing how everybody was like coming together and celebrating and cherishing. And then on the other side of all of this, we still have all of these countries just constantly going to war. And, you know, it's 2024, and I know if Bandit was here, he'd be ragging me right now saying, well, that's humans' natural state. And I get that. When you look at history, it sure does seem that way, that our natural state is war and that society is the abnormally. But
it's like the three bodies problem actually showcased it very well. I don't know if you've seen the show, but the real story behind that is the resets are evolutionary elements of just societal evolution.
But what I'm saying is, like, why are we not past this? Like, what
We are mostly past this. The people that are ruling are the ones creating the dysfunction.
Okay, okay, and that's my thing. We can literally get a movie studio to change a terrible CG character. We can get Wendy's to tuck tail and hide and run when they decide that they want to try to do Uber-style pricing for their restaurants.
I did read into it and then what they were actually going to do. So let me explain what they actually were going to do.
I have seen what they were actually going to do. But if you believe that... If you believe that, then you can,
I know. It likely wasn't that good. But if it was, then it made a little more sense.
I seen what they were saying they were going to do, but you can't show me a corporation in this country that their only main focus is profits and how they can cut costs and rip people off with cheap bullshit and make more money so the CEO can go sit on his yacht somewhere. But like what I'm saying is what I'm getting at is if we can make these things, these companies and stuff, tuck tail and run with just our fingertips on Twitter, why in the shit are we allowing any of these single representatives to continue whatsoever doing the nonsense that they're doing with the $1 trillion spending bills, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera?
Because the echo chambers lie.
All right. So I have a long-winded thought about this whole topic, and I can't get into all of it tonight because we still have some talking points to get through before we can really get into that. And it expressly addresses the inborn hatred of, and I'll just go ahead and outright say it, the former Soviet Union, Russia, and the U.S. Political machinations of puppet masters exceed far beyond the human consciousness as far as how we believe in who's our friends, who's our enemies.
Sure.
Like, honestly.
Everybody's your friend. It's the reality is everybody's your friend. We are actually, as a common species, extremely peaceful. Dysfunction occurs by a concept. It's a mixed thing. Inequality and lack of access are the primary conveyors of violence.
Yes, and who directly who controls the flow of those things is the
megacorporations
and governments that they control. Yeah, that's pretty much it. So I mean, any long-term plans of true world peace must first be addressed by addressing global leadership and the people that foment their bullshit, to say the least. That's really all I could say on that topic tonight. But that's really what got us into the nuclear arms race in the first place.
True.
And there's nothing really else I could say about that without going
there is a slight second option that we could do, which, you know, some people might feel some kind of way about this, but you know, it has a catchy tune, so you know, we could always just why not, like, it just seems like something that would work.
You can't always blame them.
But. No, but we can blame people for when they do things like this. Tristan, what's wrong with this photo?
What the fuck?
Why is his elbow up? That's all I'll say. Why is his elbow up?
Why is he holding the bottom? Okay, there are so many things wrong with this photo.
What is that person supposed to be? What's his
definition of the rank? I don't know. I don't even know where to begin with this photo.
Could you begin, please? What's wrong?
Okay. So one, why does he have the shoulder brace? Like he is literally just trying to give it a tongue kiss. Why is he holding it like that? For one.
Why is the scope backwards?
Yes. Why is the scope backwards?
The scope is backwards? I don't know that.
Magnifier is on the wrong end.
Yes.
Also, why is he? Why is the foregrip so far back on Man, there's so many.
Is this AI generated picture?
This was this was officially posted by the U.S. Navy first thing this morning, apparently deleted not long after, but not before people were able to get screenshots.
This cannot be real. Please,
this is real. This has to be real.
It's 100% real. And that I'm pretty sure that
the Navy deleted it.
That ball cap. That cap, please don't tell me that's a master at arms. That ball cap looks like a master at arms signa.
Correct,
did
sir.
Did you not see? Did you not see the person that was able to disassemble multiple weapons in the time it took one ATF guy to disable one? Did you see that clip?
Oh yeah, I did. The guy that continues to do it, whilst the one guy
from the ATF is like,
yeah, he's taking his time disabling a.
I know it's awful, but
looks
when
like
he
a Glock 24.
When the other guy finished disassembling it and like looked at him, I heard this in my head.
There are so many things wrong with that photo. Holy shit!
But tell me more. So you think that's a master sergeant? Are you sure? That's a master sergeant.
No, master sergeant's not a rank. No, master at arms.
Oh, master at arms.
Ball cap, the ball cap insignia. I don't know that.
This right here.
That could be a PO1. That could be a chief. I don't know if that's. I don't know how high in the navy.
Is,
no,
how
not
high in the navy
not,
is that?
Not very high, but
this is what like fourth rank.
Propaganda. No, that's fifth, sixth rank. But still, that's high for a person to do something that stupid. That's not really high, but that's still dumb.
Well, I mean, you know what? Honestly, though, I think we can get even dumber today in clown world. Believe it or not, there are some things that are kind of dumber, like this.
How?
That had to be sabotage. That had to have been sabotage. You don't fucking help.
All right. If you're going to deliver. Right, so I have never been on a submersible. But with that being said, there is a seriously long list of things that you have to do before you can just outright sink a submarine, okay? But first of all, how do you forget to close the hatch? That's got to be the first question in the room. Second of all, if you
don't,
see water...
Tristan, you know you don't. You know you don't.
But second of all, how do you not freaking realize, okay, maybe I need to turn on the bilge pumps to
I love
freaking
her. You know, I'm in my day,
yeah. I just like yes, I don't know, man.
How many of that was he to get yet? Who knows what she's doing?
Oh, he's being activated.
Yeah, I don't know. That's just absolutely outrageous to me. That was
you think
clown
so?
Car when you sent me that. Yeah.
Well, you know, and the thing about it is that's India, if I'm not mistaken, right? That was India.
That was.
Okay.
Yeah.
And this comes. What, just a couple days after, if I'm not mistaken, this comes a couple days after 7/11 happened the other day and this tower toppled?
Oh, fuck.
I couldn't resist, I'm sorry. What is India doing over there? They thought they needed to have it together a little bit better than that.
Man, what the hell?
When you pause and actually look at Clown World, it's just amazing at the absolute nonsense that's been going on. Now, there was one good thing I seen today that I was actually surprised about. The house blocked the house apparently blocked the FISA reauthorization bill, FISA. Ooh. I might be saying it wrong. Trump renewed it when he was in office.
Yeah, I do seem to remember this. Mm-hmm. Yes, but I didn't see anything as of today. So what happened?
As of today, we had that the house, apparently the house, this was just about 5 hours ago, the house blocked the FISA reauthorization bill. So,
I'm seeing it now.
So now let's dissolve the Patriot Act.
Wait.
All right, I'm reading it now. So it looks like the provisions of, the larger, the 702 program, which is the FISA core, the National Security Surveillance Apparatus.
Basically, a Patriot Act 1.5 patch. 1.5 patch?
Correct.
You mean the patching of the Patriot Act? Yeah.
I mean, it's kind of just an extension. I mean, the FISA core.
Well, that's why I said the patch for the software update for the simulation.
Yeah, right.
An update to the server. Laws are actual updates for the servers. And when we go to sleep and we wake up, that's when the software update is exposed.
Yeah. At issue is Section 702 of the Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Act, which permits the U.S. government to collect without a warrant.
Which group let this happen? The Democrats or the Republicans? How did this just happen?
Well, apparently Republicans are blocking the attempt. I don't know why they're trying.
The Republicans are finally doing the right thing.
It's a selection year.
I'll accept a step in the right direction.
It's definitely saving face because it's not like they haven't done this shit for the last 24 years.
Dissolve the Patriot Act and free Julian Assange, and then we can talk.
I'll read it now.
And take away and then give Edward Snowden a right to come back.
Yes, if he absolutely.
But
he probably don't at this point. He's got a wife and kids, and he was given right now he can't leave Russia. No, he was given citizenship in Russia. He has no motivation to leave. He's fine where he's at.
Damn.
He doesn't like being in Russia. He said he doesn't like being in Russia.
Well, I mean, if he wants
to. He doesn't like it that much.
I mean, if that's.
He can't leave. The U.S. will hunt him down. The U.S. will hunt him down.
That's true.
He said it before. Yeah.
But, all right.
Do you remember? He said it before. Like, I don't know. He will be hunted down.
I haven't kept up with him in a few years, but he was granted citizenship, and I didn't really keep up with it after that. So,
okay.
Not sure what's up with that. Anyway, all right. So, I'll read what I got off of the CBS News article on this topic, since this is the first I'm hearing of it. So at issue is Section 702 of the Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Act, FISA, which permits the U.S. government to collect without a warrant the communications of non-Americans located outside the country to gather foreign intelligence. It's set to expire on April 19th if Congress doesn't act. U.S. officials have said the tool first authorized in 2008 as a provision of the Patriot Act and renewed several times since then is crucial in disrupting terror attacks, cyber intrusions, and foreign espionage, and has produced intelligence that the U.S. has relied on for specific operations. Okay, I'm pretty sure Dick Cheney had a gun to the head of whoever wrote that shit.
Yeah, baby! Yeah.
Disprove that. Seriously.
You can't. That's the thing.
But no, that's the language of it, apparently.
So, I just said, it's Republicans trying to save face during a selection season and making it seem like we're about smaller government, even though it's quite the opposite.
No, we're just... Just blow smoke up your ass just so we can stab you in the back again.
This two-party horse is pretty dead. Like,
I'm over it.
Like, I think everybody's over it. And the only people that are still holding on to it, and, you know, you can think as you will, and you can hate on me in the comments if you'd like, but there's a generation that came before most of the folks here that, including Bandit, he'd be in here screaming about too, that kind of screwed a bunch of shit up because they think that they get to own everything and die with it in their own possession. And there's a total website that is counting down to the last day that you guys are gone. And you know, jokes aside,
what's
looking like the world might be a better place.
Show us the timer.
You've never been to that website?
Nope.
I don't know.
You don't?
Let me think about this. Okay, so not shitting on them at all. How many World War II veterans are left at this point? What is it, 100?
I'm not shitting on them. No, I'm not shitting on them at all.
Not shitting on them at all. But they're the current generation that's about to go.
Yeah.
And after them is
I'm not talking about them.
That really needs the generation after them is the one that needs to go. Yes.
You mean this clock that I'm pulling up right now?
You're talking about the
they're kids that they didn't even like half the time.
Yeah.
I mean, it is what it is, man. I could get into the ins and outs of it and make you look like an ass if y'all wanted to, you know, anybody that wants to challenge that point of view, but like, and you're welcome to come on the show. I'll give you the opportunity
inherited and destroyed the greatest economic situation the world has ever seen. So thanks.
Appreciate it, guys. Yeah. Luis has no video feed. I don't know if he's in here or not.
Actually just dropped. He'll probably be back.
He'll probably be back. Well, I see him in my corner, but it says no video feed.
Yeah, and he's actually on my end. He's actually dropped out entirely unless he's...
in other exciting news, there's one thing that me and Bandit have been going ham about talking in the chat. I don't know if you've seen it. And maybe it's a PR stunt. Maybe we're about to see a murder live on TV. Maybe it's not actually going to happen because the little dude's going to tuck tail and go hide. But Jake Paul, Mike Tyson. And this Jake Paul guy keeps pushing buttons and apparently has brought Tyson's dead daughter into the conversation. And Tyson's probably going to murder him live on Netflix.
I don't have much to say about it, but like even, you know, I wouldn't step into a ring with an 80-year-old Mike Tyson. You
for $1 billion? Because, I mean, I'm pretty sure he's going to make $1 billion. I'm pretty sure Jake Paul's going to make $1 billion from getting into the ring with him. But he's probably going to eat from a straw for the rest of his life.
He's probably going to need an insurance policy, a life insurance policy to back that up. But, I don't know what's going on with all that. I don't really keep up with boxing anymore. Like, the last bout that I actually watched was Mayweather and Pacquiao, I think it was.
Bruh.
That was a while ago.
You know, there's only one like good like knockdown drag out fight, and that's that real American dude and that giant Asian dude when they went bell rang and it's just fist on fist on fist on fist on fist. Their name slips me right now. If Bandit was here, he's probably yelling at me watching this episode right now. And we've talked about him before. I'll pull it up. I have it saved somewhere. I know I do.
Could you also show me the website again? Because the entire time you showed it to me, I was off signal.
You were off?
Yes.
Oh, I'm sorry.
I had no signal the entire time. No, it's not your fault.
I know I saw Luis drop. I didn't know what that was about.
Yeah, it dropped.
I'm just going to send it back to Luis, like personally.
Yeah,
bloop. Sent. Sorry. Perfect. Sorry about that. Sorry. So
what's the year?
The official year that the last one's gone? According to this, it says that we should have them all gone by 2086 should be extinction. I know, it's ridiculous. I was totally looking for something, so... Did you guys see the latest the latest Biden nonsense? He was in Arizona and he said, quote, elect me, I'm in the 20th century.
Oh, wait, I have something. Wait. I have something here. I have something here.
Wait, I have something.
I hear you.
Say hi.
We got host Jim up.
Luis.
Let's go.
What's up, man? What's
Yo,
buddy. What's up? We out here in Brooklyn, son. Wait, right here, Bushwick, and MoFat. You come find me, dog.
Oh snap!
I can't hear you guys, but I love
That's
you
right.
guys.
What's...
I'm gonna let you go.
John, good to see you, man.
Let's see now.
You got your headphones.
Oh, that's why.
I can hear you.
Well, hopefully they can hear us now. Can you?
Yeah.
Hello. I can hear you.
We can hear you loud and clear.
No? Well, hopefully you can. Thumbs up if you can hear me. Yeah, we can hear you.
Nice. Y'all are legends. Oh, Jim Bob, I'm gonna get your number from Luis tonight, and we're going down the river, my man. We're gonna make some content. Okay, beautiful. Beautiful. All right.
Oh, that's it.
Yeah, I'm trying to get maybe if it works out when he comes down here, Neptune can join us.
See? You walk down the street and you see
I'll
things.
I'll see what I can do.
One second, I'm putting these things back on because for some reason.
Oh, he's fading in and out.
To be able to hear you.
But is he just hanging out in New York City? Yeah.
God damn.
Is he just hanging out in New York City?
Can you hear me?
Luis is just having a blast. Of course, if you guys didn't know, that's our good buddy. We call him Uncle Johnny over here, but he's the dude from News Updates for Real. He was on our last episode, actually. He's a good blast to have and hang out with and talk with. I actually made the joke that the past two times, not this very last time, but the past two times he was on an episode, my computer fried shortly after that. In fact, there's a lost episode stuck on a hard drive somewhere that I don't know if we'll ever be able to retrieve it. That was totally an Uncle Johnny episode, but my computer literally just shit the bed the following day because that's just how it rolls. So, I guess I want to circle back, Neptune, to what you had sent me that link to earlier before we got lost on it.
Yeah, I guess. So the only thing that I caught up on here in the last week or so is, there's apparently a renewed interest of our maple syrup drinking cousins to the north have a serious interest in augmenting their current defense apparatus.
Augmenting? Can you elaborate?
So they're going to be getting, apparently, from what I understand, I don't know if it's going to be the HIMARS system or if it's going to be something else, but they're supposed to be getting some sort of Thayer missile defense apparatus, as well as some sort of advanced early warning system. And I don't know what will go along with that. I'm sure there will be some unsanctioned 18-year-olds getting war crime sticks to go along with that, if World War One is any indication of that. But from what I understand, it's 9 million CAD, which roughly equates to 6 million US every year through the end of the decade, which is supposed to almost double their defense budget.
Oh, well, isn't that just grand?
Yeah, obviously it's nowhere close to as is normally expected of NATO countries, which is like 2% or something like that of their global GDP.
Yeah.
Canada, apparently, with this investment, will be the closest since then. So it begs the question, what's Canada preparing for? Because obviously we are neighbors, but they seeing something we don't?
They don't like Turkey. I've said that before. You guys look into Canadian-Turkey relations. Remember,
Canadian-Turkey relations.
Yep.
Huh. Well, I mean...
Even
U.S. relations with Turkey, I don't know. I don't know if I would call U.S. relations with Turkey exactly stable.
Erdogan is a mess. So I've spoken to many people in Turkey, had like deep conversations on this. Mm-hmm. Spoken to pro-Erdogan people, actually. Spoken to more pro-Erdogan than against, which was fascinating. It doesn't mean that is the representation of the population at all. Right. But I did find it interesting that I spoke to both sides of people living in Turkey. It's an 80 million population country. It's not a small country. It has a very large footprint in many facets of society and global commerce. It's an important country. It's just most people are not aware it's important. If they don't know anything about anything, just like most people have no awareness that Taiwan produces the most advanced stone on the face of the earth that generates the magic that makes $1 trillion companies.
I seen the other day that America apparently has pulled into the lead as the top producer
of making top stones. Think about it from that perspective, from books perspective. And then what does America do? Create magical stones that give you approximations of future tales.
And did you catch this, that they, about the same time that I seen the video about them taking lead on making the magic stones, they also announced publicly that Taiwan isn't their own nation?
Is not or is?
Is not.
Wait, the State Department went back to the One State, China policy?
The State Department went back to the One China policy.
Why would they do that?
Because they're trying to poke another bear, since poking the Russian bear isn't seeming to get the results that they want.
But why? No, but going for the one... No. What do you mean poking a bear? What would they want to destroy themselves? Or they want to come... They want to Hanakiti Taiwan. They want to fight.
What, I mean, it's been the CIA fighting the FBI in the Middle East since 2000 when the Israelis flew a plane into America. Like...
Yes. That's a whole different thing. Yeah. Sure.
I mean, there's so many black ops going on over there that it's like our own people are fighting our own people half the time. People we funded with black ops money to fight people that we have that are funded with black ops money. And then they send American military in there to spend even more money. And they're all padding their pockets. Not only are they padding their pockets with the industrial, you know, the military-industrial complex and the pharmaceutical-industrial complex, but the processed food-industrial complex is another one that is padding pockets mega hard. And another, like, these are all things that, like, if people would actually pause for a second and realize this is what your taxes are going to, maybe you'd stop paying taxes. Just stop, bro.
Wait, you haven't seen on social media the movement?
What are people start? Well, of course, I'm not allowed on people Facebook. Instagram's kind of lame, and Twitter is too much for me.
People are contemplating not paying taxes now.
Good. Don't pay taxes. Don't do it. Stop paying taxes. All we're doing is using it to bomb brown children and other countries.
In reality, it wouldn't do anything.
True. But
that's the joke. Like, oops, the scam's up. Oh, it didn't do anything. Wait, how did it not do anything? It was supposed to do something. Like, oh wait, it's
maybe,
all a mega
maybe,
scam.
Maybe, just maybe, if everybody stopped paying taxes, that would be the one that would they would realize that the people, when they're like, oh, it didn't do anything, maybe it's time for us to do something.
It's the poke the bear idea, right?
Yeah,
we
sure.
have to poke the bear. It's
we
just
have to
how
poke
we
the
poke
bear.
The bear. The bear needs to be poked and a lot.
I say we stop paying taxes, number one, because I am not. I am not represented by anything that is going on.
Do they not say it's a crime? Do they not say it's a crime to actually say that?
Is it?
I don't know. Can you check? I think it's a crime to say don't pay your taxes, or like,
well,
push for the idea of not paying taxes.
I've said it a million times, and I'll continue to say it again. So, crime it up.
To hell with the IRS and F taxes.
I mean, the IRS is like, they could do it. they literally could set it on automatic like they do in Europe, and people wouldn't have to ever think about it. That would actually be smarter if you think about it. The reason why Americans are so
I don't give a shit.
It.
I still don't want them to have my tax revenue. To hell with them.
No,
you just have to get creative and donate it.
You get creative and donate it?
Yeah, just donate it.
What are you doing in my swamp?
Is going to be my response when they decide to show up.
If you ever owe taxes, just literally try to donate it. If you know, like, I have to pay this amount of taxes, you can take that money and you can give it to somebody that's a terrible organization that you actually believe in.
Terrible organization that I actually believe in.
Terrible? No. You know I didn't say terrible, but sure.
Oh, I thought you said terrible. Dang it.
You mean the church?
Why would I give them any more money? Joel Osteen's got, like, multiple private jets and stuff, and a mansion that we could all live in and never see each other.
I don't think he has a mansion that big.
If he ain't dead yet, fuck you, Mike Murdock.
I don't even know who that is, so there you go.
Another one of the mega church seed investor guys. Yeah. Speaks for itself. Yes.
Are you so you're telling me there, Luis, that we couldn't go hold on, I'm pulling it up. That we couldn't go live in this big huge sucker right here. That we couldn't all go live in here and not see each other for probably weeks at a time easily without even trying.
If we're crawling on the floor, probably.
Bam. Look at that big old thing.
Crawling on the floor, probably.
Would you look at that?
If we're on all on
planes, would you look at that?
24/7. Just having a ball. Literally, a ball of clues. Yeah, that's not possible. Of course, that would be. Come on.
Well, like, you know, all those mega, you know, those mega pastures. I think that's the funniest thing in the world, because if you have read a Bible and you are familiar with a lot of the things that are going on in there,
they're literally the devil incarnate.
The Bible totally tells about those people, and those are the false prophets that are going to lead people astray, and those people are going to get exactly what they deserve
for even believing in those people. Literally, Olstein is literally textbook definition.
100%.
Why do people follow him? It's just a testament to certain collective stupidity.
Because what was it? When that hurricane hit Texas, he was worried about his carpet, so he didn't want to let people in. And then that one guy, Mattress Mac, opened up his mattress store and let people sleep on couches and stuff like that, and went out and found them food and all kinds of things. While Olstein was like, stay away from my church, you peasants, you plebs.
If you went over in the carpet. I'm glad the real reason came out. Because I'm like, why the hell would you not let people in, dude?
A carpet. Yeah, bro, that's totally they had just had the carpet redone. And it's totally a reason to keep people away that are drowning and dying. It is. I mean, it's completely insane. Like, of course,
remember the other guy,
and that's clown world for us. What can you expect? Like,
do you remember this other guy that literally looks like the devil? Talking about his private jet.
Oh yeah, that dude. I know exactly who you're talking about,
that guy's literally a demon.
He's
you
off the
literally
train.
Witnessed a demon, like you witnessed a demon coming out temporarily out of him. He's an actual demon. I'm dead serious. That man, if there's anywhere a definition of a human that is not a human, that guy is not human.
That guy, that's the one that's not human. I mean, I don't disagree. Like, that dude's kind of out there and kind of nuts. Like, I wish I knew his name too, because like, I know who you're talking about. I can see his face.
Just right, Pastor. Pastor turns into demon speaking about private jet.
Pastor. Oh yeah, yeah. And I can see his
it's
face.
A recent like, video. It's a it recent
is
a video.
It is a recent video.
And that guy is probably in the 70s, right? 70s, but he looks literally like a demon when he it's like he literally pops out of his mouth like, I didn't ask this question. Why are you saying this question?
It's hilarious, I think.
Oh, there's a similar video of the ex-president of China also going apeshit. It's really fascinating to witness. It's like watching a sociopath break. It's literally watching a sociopath break. That's what it is. You're witnessing a sociopath break. Like, actually get mad.
Well, I wanted to bring up something that you totally sent me earlier today that I thought was kind of funny and kind of fits into our weird realm of Metal Gear Solid that we exist in, the reality that has somehow been our real world now. But, and I, God, I hope the man, please share audio, share a tab or screen instead.
That's why the universe decided to put us in the Twitch Metal Gear Solid sphere of reality. This is weirdo.
I want to find. So you sent me that video earlier, and I'm hoping that it works because, you know, friggin' the audio never likes to work on this on this app. I'm still having trouble figuring it out. So I'm really hoping this works because I think you guys would enjoy this. And Louis sent it to me and it made me laugh. And it's something to think about. So I'm going to give it a play and you guys let me know if you hear it. I'm going to check on the streams while I hit the play button.
Nope.
At one point in time, yes, in the United States, the dairy industry was struggling so heavily that they reached out to lobbyists who went to the government, who encouraged them to buy an excess of cheese to make sure the stock market didn't crash surrounding the dairy industry, resulting in what we now know as the cheese case, but also something else. While the government stores the cheese in the cheese caves, they also send out plenty of excess cheese to modern pizza chains in the United States, such as Papa John's and Domino's and Jet's, and pretty much every pizza chain you know of uses government cheese. Because they had such an excess of cheese and because they were looking for a way to get rid of it to justify the cost of buying so much, the government encouraged a lot of these chain pizza places to use more and more cheese in various products. The government is why we have stuffed crust pizza.
Boom.
Yep. I know this story very well.
I know the government cheese story very well, but the fact that the government cheese, the government
there
is the reason we have stuffed crust pizza.
There is a dossier from 1999 that is half-ass redacted where they were talking about the economic benefits of a working marketing relationship between, I think it was Pizza Hut at the time.
Do you want to know who did it initially? All of it?
Go for it.
Reagan. That commie bastard.
I'm from the government and I'm here to help.
Well, like, I hear so many. I'm sorry, did he not push forward in wanting to help take away automatic rifles?
He did.
That's not common. That's just fascist. You know that. Come on.
Whatever. All of the above.
It's still bad. I don't disagree.
He's still like, I do not understand. And I will hate on Gen X.
Reagan was a terrible president.
Boomers and Gen X have a place in their heart for Reagan, and I do not understand it because he was a piece of shit. And the only thing cool about
him was... They don't understand the reason why there's so much wealth inequality today is because of fucking Reagan.
Rose.
Like, literally.
The only thing that's cool about Reagan...
The rose-colored glasses allow them to get by with the notion that, Reagan is responsible for the fact that the wall came down. They will die on that hill until the day they die.
The only thing that was cool about Reagan was his wife was apparently the throat goat.
Reagan was also a bi.
I've heard that one before, actually.
Family Guy has done this 1,000 times.
He's literally
We all know the jokes.
So she's
yes.
a throat goat and he's bi. Yeah, I got that years ago.
Yeah,
he used to fuck around a lot.
If there are rose-colored glasses, yes, it's that.
Yes. There's rose-colored glasses for Reagan, for FDR, another piece of crap, and for that awful tyrant Lincoln. I don't know what everybody's hard on is for all three of those dudes, but all three of them were terrible, awful tyrants, and they should be not celebrated and viewed as the tyrants that they actually were.
I ain't gonna fault that.
Like, it's crazy to me. I guess this is one of those things when you start actually learning history and you know what you're reading and you're paying attention and you're just like, wait. These guys were absolute pieces of shit. They didn't do anything to make things better.
John Lennon deserved it.
John Lennon deserved it. I'll die on that hill.
Give me a refresher, because I was just telling somebody else. Like, I know some of the crimes, but tell me all the things that he did.
Well, first of all, he wrote some of the worst music that I've ever heard in my life.
Are we talking about John Lennon still?
Yes. Yes, we're talking about John Lennon. Oh, you go ahead.
He was an abusive wife beater. First start and end. That's it.
Would y'all look at this?
That's it. I got nothing else for that.
Oh, and
I know abusive
imagine
wife beater,
this 38 snub-nosed revolver in your face.
No. I do put wife beaters at one of the manliness scale. Like, you are the biggest bitch in the universe, and you touch your woman. You're the biggest bitch. Right.
But yeah, no. He's beyond all that. He was not at all a humble person.
No.
And
he was an elitist.
He was 100%
very elitist. But yeah, no. I mean, beyond all of that, no. My concern, my whole beef with John Lennon was, yeah, he was a wife beater. So,
and a propagandist.
Get fucked. Bye bye. That's right. I have nothing for you.
That's right. I wouldn't doubt if, you know, he helped Mao write his propagandist music for over there in China.
Yeah. I mean, you know, all that. I would still say the same thing.
I have no idea. Did Maoist China listen to the Beatles? I mean, that's a general question. Like, I don't know this.
That's a good thing to look up. We'll have that. Well, we will puzzle that question to the world out there to find out if somebody can give us an answer. Like, did Mao China enjoy John Lennon and his propaganda, since they were pretty much on the same level of nonsense?
Bill, because the only reason I say this is because if you look at the German propaganda music, it was mostly jazz and like classical. Like, I'll give the Germans that they tried to engineer their people into some form of class,
yes,
and style. So I'll give them the attempt was valid, but damn, they executed horribly on everything else. Exterminating a group of people was not a proper idea. That's all I'm gonna say.
This is not the proper idea. This is definitely not the episode for that, but I actually have a expansion of that topic.
Well,
speaking of expansions, Luis, this is going to be an interesting evening because, you know, I see that you're on your device instead of having it in your lap, and we're rounding around to everyone's favorite time of the evening, Pirates Against Humanity.
Oh boy. Did I get something that I didn't see?
Yes,
I did. I did. I had to look at my phone. All right.
I, of course, to welcome all of the folks out there who's seeing this for their very first time, whether you're watching and or if you're listening, we have found a way to play Pirates Against Humanity, or Cards Against Humanity, on the show. We call it Pirates Against Humanity, as it's a live version. I draw the question cards. Any of the rest of the panel, depending on how many are here, and if guests are here, we allow them to give answers to, and I invite you to play at home as well. If you have some Cards Against Humanity cards, go get your cards right now and get them out, because you can throw those answers in the chat, and maybe you'll get lucky enough to get it read out loud to you guys. The guys will, of course, give their answers. I'll even throw in an answer, too. So, and there, of course, as well, is the blank card option that they always have. If none of their cards line up, they are totally welcome to make up their own card, because that's a total thing that goes on in Cards Against Humanity, and sometimes you just find an opportunity to do such a thing. So I'm going to pull out my handy-dandy card everything box, and it's getting pretty low. Here soon I'm going to have to get another box so that we can start this all over again. But our first card of the night. This will be a simple card, something easy for you guys, just kick the unit off. It's Welcome to the Jungle. We've got blank.
An avalanche of ground beef.
A fuck swing. Very appropriate, I would say.
All right. My card says, punching my dad in the face and stealing his car. These are some angry cards this evening, all of a sudden.
That's your emotions. I get it.
All right. So what was the... where were we supposed to go with that?
That was my answer card.
Oh, okay.
Got now it. It's time for black card number two. Every Tuesday, I purchase a box of donuts. I sit on the toilet. I eat the donuts. I remember blank, and I cry.
Being the product of incest.
Promoting democracy in the Middle East. You sit down and think about it.
I want to call for another draw for myself, because I definitely am not reading that card out loud.
You've thrown me some shitty ones. I have to at least
it was very it was very Kid Diddler esque, and I'd rather not say something like that.
Oh, okay.
All right. You threw me one that you need a P. Diddy joke to really make it work.
So again, I'm gonna read my black card so I can give my answer cards as we got a little off track. Every Tuesday I purchase a box of donuts, I sit on the toilet, I eat the donuts, and I remember Rudy Giuliani and I cry. That is a terrible, another terrible, terrible person. I really hope there is a P. Diddy card in here, because that's something else relevant we haven't talked about. Basically, Epstein number two, and I think his list is even bigger.
Yep.
Just throwing that out there. So, black card number three for tonight. Lord, please guide my baby girl back to you and away from blank. Amen. Silence. All right,
run that one back.
Lord, please guide my baby girl back to you and away from blank. Amen.
Chinese president Xi Jinping.
This absolutely is a P. Diddy card, and I'm just going full send with this one because fuck that guy. Knowing the legal age of consent in all 50 states.
Yeah, you gotta be some little dum-dum.
Oh, that guy on YouTube.
Standing on business on that one.
He goes by the name of Woke Karen. You probably found him. He's got a couple good, insightful viewpoints, and then the rest of his shit is just absolute garbage. He's one of the people that would absolutely know the age of consent in every single state, and probably other countries as well.
In Germany, it's 14.
Mine is having a bad life, is all of my answer card said. So... You guys want another one? How's everybody feel?
No, I got a few more here.
I threw you guys, I think, 7 cards this evening just for fun. Because you never know where it's going to go. So, oh, God. The first rule of Fight Club is don't talk about Fight Club. The second rule of Fight Club is blank.
Getting tased in the balls.
Watching you poop.
Imposter syndrome.
Oh, imposter syndrome. That's the most appropriate one. You win that one. Oh my god. Congratulations. You should win an award for that one. You couldn't have found a better counter response to a Fight Club reference.
I'm sure everybody that's either tuning in, listening, and hopefully in this panel is familiar with Fight Club. I would imagine we're all familiar with that one.
Yeah, that or the book. Most people are. Yeah. At least to the general idea.
Absolutely. All right, so here's our next black card. Incredible. Biologists have discovered an octopus capable of blank.
Run that one back.
Incredible. Biologists have discovered an octopus capable of blank.
Living the vida loca.
Squeezing an egg out of my bird pussy.
A bird funeral.
They care about shit's birds. For the birds, guys.
It's for the birds.
All right. Well,
I have two more before I can even spitball anything. So,
One more card on the black card level is now on Disney Plus: Pirates of the Caribbean, Curse of the Blank.
Bad music for stupid people.
Curse of the Arranged Marriage.
No!
That's a Disney product right there.
Curse of the Sexy Little Bald Guy.
That's an actual card.
That's an actual card.
That you wrote?
No.
No, you say that with some humor behind it. I don't know if you believe me. Sure.
You know, women want you and men want to be you, so what can I say? All right, so one more card, because I heard you guys had at least one left, so let's see what that last one is for the evening. Yeah. Lucky to be alive, Kylie Jenner's terrifying encounter with blank.
Quitting.
A big snake.
Yep. Quitting. Yep. Nope. I'm taking my win on that one.
I think my last one technically is a thong crust. Which is appropriate, indirectly speaking. I can't believe that's actually appropriate somehow.
Tonight's cards just seem to line up pretty good, and those were absolutely picked at random. I've sat here for countless amount of time and taken picture of white cards sitting on the table and just sent them to you guys, because that's how we roll with this. I like to keep it fresh and funky. So I appreciate you guys.
You know nothing's random.
True. I appreciate you guys once again playing our favorite game every week, of course. And, you know, once again, I'd like to circle back and say thank you to everyone who has been joining us this evening. I've seen the numbers up pretty decently. I've seen a lot of action going on over there on Rumble. So thank you guys. We greatly appreciate it. It seems each stream gets a little bit better, and I can't appreciate you guys enough. And you guys can help out totally by going and checking out some of our friends in Liberty, like Kirk Elliott, Peachy Key Creations, our newest friend over there making the Organite stuff, Pure Pet Wellness, and all of that stuff can totally be found over on the website. I'm having a little trouble navigating it, but it is coming together slowly. There is going to be links. There is links to get to all of that stuff. And, you know, you guys can also always hop over and find some of that sweet Unconstitutional Awakening, the podcast merch. All of it goes to helping the show out, man, and keeping it going, because this stuff is not cheap. Gets a little pricey from time to time, and we would totally appreciate a little bit of love and support in that aspect of it. So thank you guys again so much. And as normal, I always like to go around and see if there's anything good that we may have missed or anything else that the gang would like to hit before we start getting close to the wrap out phases of the evening. So is there anything good that's happened over the past couple of weeks that you wanted to throw in there, Neptune?
Nah, nothing for me, man. Appreciate it. I'll try to do a better job of being available.
Well, shoot. Like I said in the beginning, we missed the last 2 weeks ourselves because Luis was doing stuff with our buddy John that we seen pop in there for a moment. And I was busy doing kid stuff because it is nonstop for me around here with everything. I swear. It's just sometimes the days mold together and I don't remember where they are. So, Luis, anything cool and exciting you want to tune us into that's happened over the past 2 weeks that we didn't get to touch on this week tonight?
Aliens are extra dimensional beings, likely, more than anything. And
I'm pretty sure of that.
That for a few moments, 30 million people are just focused on one thing.
They were.
We just did that for taxes. That's all we need. 30 million people. And the whole country could be saved.
Stop participating in their nonsense. Like,
holy, because okay, I have to say one other thing.
I thought so.
A personal friend of mine, he actually shared that absolutely hilarious photo that you sent me earlier.
So, oh, yeah,
that was absolutely mint. So, I had to just look that up. And I looked on social media, and there it was. So, a story right in two parts. It was literally Navy Security Force versus Fleet Marine.
Oh my
god! So it was like, yeah, that tracks.
Of course, there's that too. You guys, make sure you find us over there on social media as well. We are not on Facebook again because, as the 24-time banned Facebook champion, I just haven't felt like getting back on there. Plus, I'm waiting for the 180-day expiration date before my IP recycles and I can get back on there without having to go to the library and do all of that nonsense and blah, 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 blah. It's terrible jumping hoops to do this stuff, but they really don't like me being there. And I eventually have to come back because it's a personal vendetta thing now.
And you know, I want to say the only reason you're so banned is because something in your mind has hit the target. You hit the target on something. You've said something.
I did.
So powerful that they are willing to continuously silence you, even though in the scope of things, you're not as Edward Snowden level actor. Why the fuck are they wasting resources on you?
I'm just a weirdo in a pirate hat that's lined with aluminum foil.
Yeah, what do you know?
I wish to hell that I knew the answer to this question, because Jimmy and I have both been banned, and yet our Instagram accounts survive this nonsense.
All my Instagrams are there. The UA one, my Jim Bob, and even my cosplay one.
And in the spirit of that, somehow, despite all the nonsense and really, you know, ad hoc, hey, we're not really causing trouble. Somehow we can still
open. Bell and Cat thinks we are.
We can still open Instagram every day.
That's a badge of honor.
We can still open Instagram every day just to watch somebody die because Instagram don't give a shit.
Apparently not. You can hang titties out and Chinese watch people get flung from vehicles.
Because Chinese factory workers, apparently their social standards are not the same as ours. So make it make sense.
Well, you know, Winnie the Pooh and his iron fist ruling over there is just how it is, I guess.
Well, it's going to get better, guys.
I think
we're
it is too.
In the right direction.
I think it is too. Like, you know, all doom and gloom and jokes aside, like, my life's going pretty well, and I believe you guys are too from our conversations that we have going on. And,
indeed.
You know, life keeps going. Everybody was worried the world was going to end because of the eclipse nonsense, and I swear this week it'll change to something else. Everybody's constantly worried about the world. Wasn't it? Yep. Wasn't it? Mm-hmm. You know, and while I just sat here and was just like, eh, I mean, here's some funny jokes, but in reality, I know nothing's going to happen. Like, the world's going to keep turning. Me and Bandit keep talking about this all the time. Like, people want to point and worry about the doom and gloom, and you're just hurting yourself. Focus on your day. Don't worry about the future. Don't focus on the past. Live in the present. That's how the Amish live, and they're some of the happiest people I've ever been around. And I've gone and stayed with them down in Pennsylvania before because it's a cool thing to do, and I totally recommend that being something you do in your life because they're super open to that kind of thing, really. Like, they're awesome people, and you can learn a lot from hanging out with them.
I know people that have done that. They said, yeah, it's great.
It's great. Like, it's people talk about it being culty and sure, whatever. Like, maybe I don't want to join their cult, but like, yeah, I mean,
but
like,
No.
The Mennonites, if you ever consider something like that, look at the Mennonites because they're a little more modern and a little less culty than, you know, no power equipment and stuff at all. But like, again, I don't have anything against them. Like, I think it's amazing when you see these people get up and touch the ground and just like start running that day, doing what they need to do to make their lives work. And then at the end of that day, they all like gather around and have a big group dinner or play volleyball and
function gives you purpose.
Like, they live in their community and they have a great time and they all love each other and care for each other. And if we could get a little bit more of that in this world, we'd probably be in the right steps to go into things. You know, we joke about it all the time, but me and Bandit are serious. One of these days, this group of, you know, the show here and the group chat, of course, we're all going to figure out how we're all going to have our own little slice of hideaway and not have to deal with this nonsense. And
we'll make it happen one way or the other. They don't know anything about news, politics, anything of that. They don't know any of it.
Mm-mm. Nope. And I've met people that live in houseboats down on the river that are just the same way. They have no idea. Like, they don't want to, and they're living great lives, and that's the kind of life I want. One day I won't be here to do all this as often. I'll just have to pop in once in a blue moon to tune in to what's going on, I guess. But I do appreciate once again everybody that's been hanging out with us tonight. I've had a blast. I think this has been a fantastic episode. There's going to be some good clips. I can probably use the AI thing to pull from here because there was some great talking points. And I thank all of you on Rumble, YouTube, Odyssey, and Twitter that have tuned in tonight, and all the folks that will tune in to the audio replay. All of you are fantastic, and you're the only reason that we keep on going. Luis, did you throw us on Twitch tonight?
I believe so, but I'm not sure currently.
Well, if we are on Twitch, hey, everybody on Twitch as well. Thank you for tuning into us. You know, the reason we're in this Metal Gear Solid feed, if you are there, is because I think in some weird way, we're living in the reality of Metal Gear Solid. Everything just lines up that way, and it's super weird. So it is what it is. But again, thank all of you so much, and make sure you go to unconstitutionalawakening.com to find yourself some more. And you guys know I like to leave you with something a little bit ridiculous every time we close out for the evening. So what's the difference between a fridge and a butthole? The fridge don't fart when I pull my meat out. Good night, everyone.